Every day can't be hat day.
Take off your hat.
Stop worrying about your hairline today by visiting forhims.com/cheer. That's forhims.com/cheer. Back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, Christmas is coming soon, and there's still time to get one of those special people in your lives one of the best gifts you can give, the gift of a good night's sleep. MyPillow's got the ultimate stocking stuffer for you this year. So how often do you hear people in your life go, "Man, I can't get any sleep. I'm not sleeping well." Or, "Man, I tossed and turned all night." Well, MyPillow's got the solution for you. You can get four MyPillows. That's right, four. Two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half price. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER. And you are going to give that person, or even yourself, because Christmas can be about yourself too, a great night's sleep. I use MyPillow. And listen, I was kind of iffy. I paid good money for the pillow I had before. It now belongs to my son. And I got the MyPillow in the mail, and it came with instructions, which I thought was interesting. Because I was like, man, my last one that I paid good money for didn't come with instructions. But what it was the best way to use my pillow, depending on how you sleep, whether you sleep on your back or sleep on your side, so that you can stay aligned and your head can stay supported through the night. And that's really where you get the good night's sleep. When you're tossing and turning, a lot of times because your pillow is out of shape. And when your pillow is out of shape, it makes your body uncomfortable. So you go from a comfortable position to an uncomfortable position. Well, my pillow stays solid so that you stay aligned and you stay comfortable and you sleep throughout the entire night. That's how you get the deep REM sleep that your body needs to recover so that you're restored for the next day. So now, again, two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, so you can take them on a plane or on a road trip. I'm going on the road this next week, so you know, in times where I'm not going to be driving, it'd be nice to take a little nap if my kids will let me. But anyway, you get the two premium MyPillows and the two go-anywhere pillows for half price at MyPillow.com using the promo code WINNER, and they're going to extend their money-back guarantee until March 1st. So MyPillow.com, use the promo code WINNER. There's so many things that are great about MyPillow, right? Made in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, but the best thing about them is it works. It really does. So give them a call, 800-513-3363, or just go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. Get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price. All right, so it's time to go through the 2018 kind of year in review, and we'll do this over a couple of segments where we talk about some of the top personalities of the year, the figures in sports that made the year either great or infamous, even in a bad way, just some of the moments in 2018 that caught our eye. I will let you start first, Ron Culver. Go ahead.
All right, well, let's see. I've got a list here of guys who I think kind of made a name for themselves. I'm going to go with Alex Ovechkin first.
Okay.
To me, he represented the NHL last season. He is the face of the NHL. And when I say face, I mean literally his face harkens back to what I always envisioned as an NFL, a hockey player back in the 80s. Missing teeth, just goofy grin. I absolutely, you know, what he did, he inspired an entire city, got a championship. And the way he went about it, the way he celebrated, was what I really thought a hockey player was all about.
Yeah, that is very true. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about athletes. You got to win multiple this, or you got to win multiple that. Nah. I don't care if Alexander Ovechkin never wins another Stanley Cup. The fact that he won one was really a gift to everybody, because the joy, the overjoyed reaction that he still has when he's with the trophy or talks about the trophy is what that's all about. He doesn't need to win 10, doesn't need to win 5. The fact that he won one is good enough. That was just fantastic.
And if you haven't seen the video of when the cup is presented to him, and if you haven't seen it, watch it, first of all. And then tell, and if you don't have any feeling of just utter joy, going through your body as you see him raise that cup above his head, then there's something wrong with you. You might be dead inside.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my top personalities of 2018, we'll start where it kind of bookends the year, and that's Tua Tagovailoa of Alabama. He came onto the burst onto the scene in the championship game against Georgia. He came in for Jalen Hurts, made a kind of a mess on a sack, and then did, second and 26 or whatever it was. He threw a touchdown pass that won him the national championship. Then we went into the offseason and Tua was still the talk of Alabama. Would he start? Would he actually upend a guy that only had two losses as a 2-year starter at Alabama? He did and played the entire year, not playing in the fourth quarter for most of the game. He's now got the most highly anticipated ankle recovery, I think, in college football as he gets ready to face Oklahoma. I mean, you want to talk about people being nuts over medical reports? Just be around Alabama. You don't even have to be in Alabama. Just be around the state of Alabama with how much attention is being played to every step that he is taking off that injured ankle.
Does it not blow your mind to think that, hey, this kid had ankle surgery and that he's going to be able to play in a couple of weeks?
It does. It does. It's amazing. And Saban said yesterday that he's ahead of schedule. And the analysis is he playing with Oklahoma with this news? Or is he, because nobody really knows for sure. Yeah, exactly. Nobody still is on, they don't know if he's telling them the truth or he's doing gamesmanship. But Tua is he's a fun kid to watch. And he did something, and this is why he's one of my sports personalities of the year in a good way. He's done something to Alabama that I've just never seen Alabama do. He's given them a real fantastic quarterback that's on another level than even like A.J. McCarron or anybody else that was more labeled a game manager.
It's not only that, it's he's made Alabama's offense more relevant than Alabama's defense.
Absolutely. And that's something we haven't ever done. That's right. They've had a dominating defense. You don't need your quarterback to do a tremendous amount of work. They've had running backs like Mark Ingram and Derrick Henry through the years. But your quarterback still has to do some things. He's done more than anybody I've seen in a long, long time. So Tua Tagovailoa is one of my personalities.
Next up on my list, we had the Winter Olympics this year. And there was a lot. Listen, we don't talk about these people ever. They come up every 4 years. There was a bunch of names I thought about throwing around out there. You could easily go Sean White. I mean, everyone's heard about him. Chloe Kim, she burst on the scene, did not disappoint. You can even go announcer Johnny Weir.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Weir, yeah.
God, he's great.
But he is really good.
And if you haven't seen John, I think I could get into figure skating just to see him, see his analysis.
No kidding.
It's a lot of fun. It's a must watch. I'm surprised there hasn't been a reality show built around him yet. But the one person I'm going to draw from the Winter Olympics, I know nothing about this sport except I know I could never do it. And that's cross country skiing, and it's Jessie Diggins. And I don't know if you remember this at all, but she was the one, it was a two women, cross country tournament or race. I know nothing about the sport. All I know is that she came from behind. She was in fourth place coming down the final stretch. Somehow, some way, cross country skied her way into first place and captured the gold. And it was I think it was the first gold medal we ever got in cross country skiing. But just seeing her story, this was something that she had always done. She grew up in Minnesota. I guess it's a huge sport there. It makes sense. But it was something that she'd always done. She had a poster of her idol, which was, a famous cross-country skier back in the 60s or 70s or 80s. I'm not sure. Again, I know nothing about the sport. But it was just a lifelong dream realized, and she captured the gold for the first time for the United States.
Well done. Well done. That's kind of going in. Yeah, that's
going,
nice.
Going outside the box here.
But, yeah, that's very good.
But it was, and if you haven't watched the race, that's another one. It's like YouTube. It is so inspiring. You can't help feel pride for the USA because she literally, you see her slowly making that charge down the final stretch. And she won by mere half seconds, tenths of a second. She was just able to stretch her ski out or her foot out in front of, I can't remember who, probably someone from Norway, Finland, because they always seem to dominate. But it's a real exciting race. The crowd was into it. The announcers were into it. And I thought, for a half second there, I believe that I was a cross-country skier expert.
Nice. Very good. One of my other sports personalities of the year, and we got a bunch of we'll get to, was Serena Williams. And in this way, it was a good way or not so good way, and it really does depend on your perspective. Serena Williams was going for her 24th Grand Slam title at the U.S. Open playing Naomi Osaka. And when in the second set, she basically came completely and utterly unglued over losing her temper, getting a point penalty, and then she lost her mind. Then she started yelling at the officials. She called out a double standard when it comes to the way officials treat women and the way officials treat men, particularly white men who smash their rackets on the court and yell at umpires without any consequences whatsoever. It depends on how you view that. And she had been openly criticized for that. They thought that was very, people thought that that was very unprofessional and kind of a weak way to mar a what was going to become a wonderful moment when it was clear by that time that Osaka was dominating this match. She's a lot younger and she had a more of a ferocious serve. She had already won the first match 6-2. Serena then went off on her rant. But on the flip side, there were many people who praised her for if there was a moment that you were going to finally say there might be a double standard in this sport when it comes to officiating, it was probably right then and there. And it wasn't going to be in a post-match press conference or it wasn't even going to be in a casual interview at an exhibition, that it was going to be right there in that moment. The problem was it marred the win for Osaka, who got kind of the Bronx cheer, if you will, when she finally won and was absolutely dominating in her win against Serena Williams.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm surprised you remember who won. That's how bad it was.
And
I completely forgot her. I remember Serena vividly. I remember that whole fiasco vividly.
Yeah,
I could not tell you who won.
And so just for that reason alone, and again, it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, good or bad, that was a big, big story in 2018 because people want their champions, like the longtime champions, to kind of hold a standard. And there were many people who felt Serena Williams did not live up to that standard. But on the flip side, there were people who thought that's exactly what she did by doing what she did. So it depends on what side of the fence you're on. So Serena Williams, one of the 2018 Sports Personalities of the Year. We'll have a couple of more coming up next. And those who made news in 2018 on SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
We're continuing to look at 2018. We're doing it all week. Today's topic is the top sports personalities of 2018. Whether good or bad, those that kind of defined the year as we roll along here on SB Nation AM. All right, so we're continuing, and I'm going to go to March/April. Actually, it's going to be April, because the moment that made this sports personality of 2018 a personality was the national championship game in which Villanova defeated Michigan, and that goes to Dante DiVincenzo of Villanova. Now, I was living in New Jersey at the time, and I got to see a lot of Villanova action and got to read more about Villanova and whatnot, being that they play in Philadelphia, and I was about an hour away from Philadelphia. But I had never seen DiVincenzo score 31 points on that kind of level. It was really a fantastic performance. It was the most points of somebody in a championship game in a long, long time. I think they said 3 decades. He had 31, and it was outside shooting, inside. He was the most outstanding player of the night and helped Villanova win the national championship. We've seen teams win national championships every single year, and rarely does one individual performance really stand out above everything else. Usually it's more of a team effort or one shot that, you know, sent it into overtime or one shot that won it. But he dominated the game, and he scored 31 points against Michigan, and a good John Beilein defense to boot, and helped the Wildcats win their second title in the last 4 years.
I like that. I like that one because I was there for that. I was in San Antonio for the Final Four,
so awesome.
I got to witness that firsthand. And yeah, it was definitely different presence. He wasn't the main guy on the team.
No,
but
that's right.
He stepped up. I mean, I believe he came off the bench as well.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a sixth man. If they had a sixth man award, they would be going to him.
Yeah, and it was just they kept talking about Nance was kind of doing the game, and he was like you could get the feeling like something special was going on because they just kept saying he's got 22 and he's got, you know, he just kept counting them up throughout the broadcast. So that was a nice moment. That was a again, we don't usually talk about teams in the Final Four or Final Championship as one individual completely dominating, because college basketball doesn't usually work that way on that upper level. You know, sometimes it is and sometimes it doesn't. But we don't really see that a lot, especially in Villanova teams. And this one absolutely was. So,
all right, next up on my list is for sports personalities. Kind of my list is going to kind of take a darker turn here, because, I mean, that's a big part of what 2018 was about.
Yep, absolutely.
Before I go too dark, I went Conor McGregor here.
Okay.
He seemed to be in the spotlight all year long for all the wrong reasons. I mean, whether it was attacking a bus, like single-handedly trying to, you know, take down a bus and fight everyone on board, to I don't know how it's even possible. I mean, if this was you or I, there's no way we would have our current job if we attacked a bus.
I know.
But somehow, some way, the guy is still allowed to fight. It's a decent fight, I guess. I'm not really sure, you know, by fight standards go, but he ends up submissing. Is that the way?
I guess? Yeah.
I mean, he loses. And then there's a brawl at the arena where the fight was taking place.
Yeah, that's just that's one a good of one. Years. Yeah, that's a good one. It was one of those years for Conor McGregor. That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good because, yeah, and we still don't know exactly where he's going or heading, right? I mean, he's still.
No!
Yeah,
I think I heard rumors that he might be boxing someone.
Yeah, right.
I really have no clue. He could be doing anything.
He could be doing anything. All right, the next name on my list, I was reluctant to put him on, but I thought it would be fun to put him on this. And this is another one of those kind of not for good reasons on the list. And that's Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson started off the football season on Hard Knocks and became a kind of a likable head coach as we got to know the Cleveland Browns a lot more than probably we all really wanted. And that's kind of the nature of Hard Knocks. It sort of allows you to, it kind of opens you up to these people's personal lives and what they do on a daily basis. And they become more of they become more human-esque watching them kind of go through their job. And Hugh Jackson going into the lake and kind of, you know, this is our year, got Baker, you know, running the camp, dealing with both Greg Williams and Todd Haley in the coaches' meetings and all of the things, and trying to guide Antonio Callaway into being a better person and being more of a professional with his troubles. He seemed very likable, and then he went to not likable. And not only did he go from not likable, he went from fired to not likable to a kind of, oh my God, I can't believe he lasted that long when we see what actually the Browns can do without him. Hugh Jackson had that kind of arc in a very short amount of time, going from, man, that guy's cool, to, man, you don't want him anywhere near your organization whatsoever in a very short amount of time. And when Baker Mayfield didn't want to have anything to do with them after their game against Cincinnati, that made people wake up to the fact that maybe he wasn't as likable as we all thought from Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I think that was a telltale sign that all of a sudden that, you know, not all is right in Whoville.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Now, I will throw another name on there for you, just bridging off of yours as a sports personality, because he burst onto the scene and hopefully he gets there. And I wish I knew more about his name. It's Coach Wiley.
Oh, Coach Wiley.
Or maybe
yeah,
just Wiley's
sure.
Gut.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just Wiley's
yeah.
gut. And just,
he was fantastic.
The gut alone is a personality for 2018.
Was he drive a Jaguar? Is that what it was?
Does he really? Say?
Yeah, I think he was driving a white car.
It needs to be an old beat up pickup truck.
Yeah, he's very proud of his car. I wish I could remember it, but I remember the episode. He was driving some fancy car and he was very proud of it.
You know, what it needs to be is an old beat up pickup truck or a smart car.
All right, you're next on your list.
All right, well, this is where it gets really dark. But, I mean, with everything that has gone on with 2018, this definitely tops the list of sports personality. I hate talking about it, but it's Larry Nassar.
Oh, I know, right,
everything
exactly.
that transpired, I mean, obviously this has been a lot longer than 2018. It's been going on for decades, which is sickening. But 2018 is when it all came to a head. 2018 is when we all figured out or really learned what exactly he did. And just the fact of one man's evilness has taken down an entire organization that was once a proud thing of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
absolutely.
And that's, I mean, and I'm not sliding in there. There were definitely people in place at the head of U.S. gymnastics who could have done so much more, we're finding out. They could have, I mean, just saying one little word would have done, you know, would have saved probably thousands or hundreds or, you know, the numbers are disgusting. But it's just the fact that everyone was covering it up. And that was kind of a trend that we saw in 2018. And so I'm kind of using him as the figurehead of all that just nastiness that has been going on for too long.
Yeah. And it was really an eye opening when you saw the numbers of how many, you know, how many lives he affected. And you step back and go, wow, man, nobody, wow. That was, it was really mind boggling through the trial and how many people stood up and how many people told their story and all of that to his huge, you know, just this huge sentence that he had, because he really messed up a lot of people. And it was a very, very long list of people that he affected, in his time there. So yeah, that's a good one to remind us of that. Some of the stuff of 2018 in sports was pretty dark, but at the same time, on the flip side, the courage of the women that kind of spoke up, yes, and said, finally enough, we're going to speak up on this.
All right. Bring us home with something positive, Tony.
I am. And that's going to be Tiger Woods, 2018 personality. Woods, man, let me tell you something. To go from where he went to where he had to go in 2009 on that Thanksgiving Day, and then never really came back. He was competitive in a few majors, but hadn't won a major since 2008. He did not win a major in 2018. However, he was in it at the British Open. At one point, he led in the final round, just didn't have it at the end. And then at the PGA Championship, it was unlike anything I'd ever seen, in which nobody cared that Brooks Koepka was about ready to win his second major of the year. Nobody cared. Everybody was following Tiger Woods, and his shot around a tree, I think on the 13th or 14th hole that landed for a birdie, was as electrifying of a golf shot as you're going to see. And he capped it off by winning the tour championship. And if you watch video of the crowd that came up to that final hole on 18 and how much people still miss this guy and how much he's needed in this sport, the Spieths, the McElroys, the Patrick Reeds, you name it, Justin Thomas, you name it. They still don't have it. Who has it is a 41-year-old guy who had disappeared from the sport for a while and was on his way back. That was Tiger Woods.